time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. We're going on 6 years of good music and good company at pubsong.com. Grab a pint, sláinte.
World was begun. I pounced on the moon and the stars all for fun. I leaped down from heaven and I pounced on the earth. When I pounced my first mouse, I had my birth. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. I pounced on the papyrus of the Egyptians. They wouldn't play, so I stole their feather pins. I pounced on the fish caught by James and by John. They fed me fish, then the pounce went on. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. I pounced on the Sabbath, rubbed my head against the lane. Many people shook their head, said this feline was insane. I mean, nap after pouncing, do not think I am gone. For I just saw a rat, so the pounce goes on. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. We pounced on each of them. On the bedchamber floor I laid my carrion. Then I raced out the door and I pounced again. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. So I leaped up high. I have 9 lives that will never, never die. I'll pounce on you though you bark at me. I am the Lord of the Pounce, said he.
Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and I am your host of this show of pub songs and yours truly. And Lots of stuff. First, let me introduce the first song. That was Lord of the Pounce from my CD, Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers. If you haven't checked out the Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers Facebook page, check that out as well. But now, it's been a while since I've been online. I think the last show was published sometime in March because it was a dedication to Tom Emerson, who passed away. During that time, let's see, I had a whole bunch of shows, which was not normal right now. I'm trying to limit myself to like one weekend a month. And here I had three last month. And then we were in the process of moving. And we have now packed up and totally moved to Birmingham, Alabama, where my new home. And so far, loving the new house. We haven't totally unpacked. Most of it is unpacked, though. My office slash den is enough in shape that I feel confident to do a little bit more podcasting. However, I haven't really had time to do that as well because I've been working on lots of stuff recently. Earlier this month, we sent Firefly Drinking Songs to the printers. That's a new album that I'm doing with the Bedlam Bards, and we recorded those live at a couple of like three different shows. We recorded these songs inspired by Firefly and Serenity, the amazing TV show by Joss Whedon. You've heard me talk about it many times because it is one of my favorite shows of all time. It's a brilliant show. If you haven't seen it, go watch Firefly. It's awesome. The official release date, though, I can now announce, and that is June 7th, which we decided on. I did an interview for the Signal podcast, and we decided that June 7th would be Interversal Mudder's Day, and therefore that is the day that we're going to release officially Firefly Drinking Songs. As soon as I get them, I'm still waiting for them to arrive from the printers. They are, I think, days away before they come into us, and then I gotta send some off to Bedlam Bards so they can have them for their last weekend of the Oklahoma Renaissance Festival. But I'm still waiting for that. I'm still getting some t-shirts done for that as well. It's been busy, busy. And then, of course, the other big news, and the main reason I haven't jumped back into podcasting thus far, is that my other CD that I'm going to do this year, I think there's just going to be two that I'm going to release. We'll see. But the other CD is Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. And that is an album of basically Hobbit drinking songs. Are you noticing a theme here? I seem to have a lot. Maybe that's the reason this show is called the Pub Songs Podcast, is because I have a lot of albums that are named after drinking songs and such. Because that's actually the first Celtic music that I ever listened to. It was a little cassette of Irish drinking songs. You may have heard it. And it's a great little album. It's like 24 minutes long, and it's straight, you know, basically one after the other. These quick, you know, medley of drinking songs by some band. I think it was recorded in Canada, actually. It's a great album, and that's how I got into it. So in any case, Hobbit Drinking Songs is basically the next album that I'm working on. But this one's going to be a little bit more produced. It's not going to be fully produced. I'm doing the production, but I'm looking for people who want to contribute instrumentation, vocals, whatever. If you are such a person, drop me an email. You can send it to mark@markgun.com. Put Hobbit Collaborator in the subject line so I can keep those things organized. I am looking for some lead instruments too, a few backup instruments. You know, I might, if you just play, you know, rhythm guitar, I might be able to use you. But if you play lead guitar, if you can do leads, I especially would love to talk to you, because I might not need that at all, because I have Samantha Gilogli, who's plays fiddle. She's going to be doing a lot of that. However, I would love to get some additional stuff. I'm just wanting to collaborate a little bit more on this album and the subsequent albums. If you noticed, I think I was talking about, it's been a while, I was talking about my other CD that I was working on, which was Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion, and that's been put on a slight back burner because while Celtic music is my base, that's most of my shows this year are at sci-fi conventions, and so I figured I should get out the sci-fi fantasy albums, and it's sort of what I do. I mean, yes, drinking songs, but geek drinking songs is even more appropriate because I have a lot of sci-fi based music or parodies like Lord of the Pounce. So, any case, we're going to get more into that in a moment. I know I've been rambling on too long. I hope you missed my rambling. But next up is South Australia by Dublin O'Shea from their CD, Have Another Drink.
South Australia he was born, he way, all the way. South Australia round Cape Horn, no bound for South Australia. All the way roving kings, he way, all the way. All the way you'll hear me sing, bound for South Australia. As I walked out one morning fair, he way, all the way. Then I met Miss Nancy Blair, oh, bound for South Australia. All the way roving kings, he way, all the way. All the way you'll hear me sing, oh, bound for South Australia. Not but one thing grieves my mind, heave away, haul away. Leaving the Nancy Blair behind, oh, bound for South Australia. All the way roving kings, heave away, haul away. All the way you'll hear me sing, bound for South Australia. When I first sailed away to sea, heave away, haul away. Girl said she'd be true to me, bound for South Australia. All the way roving kings, heave away, haul away. All the way sing, bound for South Australia. I rung her all night, rung her all day, heave away, haul away. Rung her before we sailed away, bound for South Australia. Haul away, roving kings, heave away, haul away. Haul away, you'll hear me sing, bound for South Australia. Around Cape Horn,
heave away, haul away.
You'll wish to God you'd never been born,
bound for South Australia.
All the way, roving kings,
heave away, haul away.
All the way, you'll hear me sing,
bound for South Australia.
I wish I was on Australia's strand,
heave away, haul away.
With a bottle of whiskey in my hand, oh, bound for South Australia. All the way, roving kings,
heave away, haul away.
All the way, you'll hear me sing,
bound for South Australia.
In South Australia I was born,
heave away, haul away.
South Australia round Cape Horn,
bound for South Australia.
All the way, roving kings,
heave away, haul away.
All the way, you'll hear me sing,
bound for South Australia.
Australia, I was born,
heave away, haul away.
South Australia, round Cape Horn,
bound for South Australia.
Haul away, roving kings,
heave away, haul away.
Haul away, you'll hear me sing,
bound for South Australia.
I remember the night that he came in from the wintry cold and damp. It was a giant of a man in an oilskin coat and a bundle that told he was a tramp. He stood at the bar and he called a pint, then turned and gazed at the fire. On a night like this, to be safe and dry is my one and only desire. And then in a voice that was hush and low, he said, listen, I'll tell you a tale. How a man of the sea became a man of the road, and never more will set sail. I fished out of sword and Killybeg, hard glass and Baltimore. But the cruel sea has beaten me, and I'll end my days on the shore. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll bid you adieu, saying, Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Oh, Donegal, Danny's been here. One fateful night in the wind and the rain, we set sail from Killybeg's town. There were five of us from sweet Donegal, and one from County Down. We were fishermen who worked the sea, and never counted the cost. But I never thought, as the night was done, that my fine friends would all be lost. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I bid you adieu, saying, Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Oh, Donegal, Danny's been here. Then the storm it broke and drove our boat at the rocks about 10 miles from shore. And we fought the tide, we hoped inside to see our homes once more. But then we struck a rock and we hauled a bow, and all of us knew she would go down. So we jumped right into the icy sea and prayed to God we wouldn't drown. But the raging sea was rising still as we struck out for the land. And she fought with all her cruelty to tame that gallant band. At St. John's Point in the early dawn, I dragged myself on the shore. And I cursed the sea for what she'd done, and woe to sailor nevermore. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I bid you adieu, saying, Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Oh, Donegal, Danny's been here. Ever since that night I've been on the road, traveling and trying to forget. That awful night I lost all my men, I see their faces yet. And often at night when the sea is high, when the rain is tearing at my skin, I hear the cries of drowning men floating over on the wind. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I bid you adieu, saying, Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Oh, Donegal, Danny's been here. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I bid you adieu, saying, Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Oh, Donegal, Danny's been here.
That was Donegal Danny by Howling Wind. I don't know what CD that was from. It is from an mp3.com long time ago. I found that and I just thought I'd put it on the show because it's cool. They had a lot of good music. Howling Wind did. Unfortunately, I can't find a website for them either anymore. So a few weeks back, I was driving across the country and I think it was to Texas or something. And I was listening to Mountain of Women by Liam Clancy. Liam Clancy, of course, was the youngest member of the Clancy brothers. What they were it, you know, they were like one of the first bands in the United States to really gain significant recognition for their musical heritage and for the Irish music, Irish songs and such. And it was a fascinating audiobook to listen to. Liam Clancy, who died a year or two ago, he wasn't trying to get into music. Apparently none of the band members were. They were they were all actors. And Liam Clancy was trying to be an actor and such. And then So it doesn't really talk a whole lot about the Clancy brothers, the book does. In fact, the group sort of sidelines a lot of that. But it's really fascinating. It sort of concludes with that and the build up to it. But so it's really amazing. And what I find most intriguing about the album, I guess, is the fact that it's just seeing that growth. It's, you know, I love biographies of bands and seeing how they achieve their success. And the Clancy Brothers, while largely based on, they were one of the first traditional Irish singers to, you know, everything else before that was a lot of vaudevillian, you know, when Irish Eyes Are Smiling, Danny Boy type stuff. This is the first group from Ireland to actually make a difference. However, their success was also based on the IRA. There's a moment when they go to Chicago and they say that there's this group of people who are watching their shows and, you know, with arms crossed. We just wanted to find out if you're the right kind of people, they later say, you know, because, well, a lot of the musical success of a lot of people in America has been based around Irish rebel music. Even this little cassette that I was telling you about earlier was based on, there's a lot of rebel songs on there, because that's a lot of the traditional Irish songs that came out there, rebel songs. And it's ironic now, because you go to Dublin and half the people there are like, no one sings those songs anymore. No, we don't do that, you know, because they're trying to, you know, put the IRA as no longer, you know, it's to many, it's a terrorist organization. To others, it's a, you know, a heroic organization. So it's a fine balance here. Now, they don't really touch much at all on that in this book, but I find that fascinating, because there's a passion that comes with rebel songs, that comes with rebel just patriotism, period. The Patriot Game, great example, is a passionate, amazing song, and it's a rebel piece. So it was really interesting. If you get a chance to go and read Mountain of Women, you can find a link in the show notes. It's definitely worth the read. I'm going to jump back in some more music with Iron Hill Vagabonds. This is Rosin the Bow from their CD Whiskey and Promises.
From below, saying, send down a hogshead of whiskey to drink with old Rosin the Bow. To drink with old Rosin the Bow. To drink with old Rosin the Bow. Saying, send down a hogshead of whiskey to drink with old Rosin the Bow. Then get a half dozen stout fellows and stand them all up in a row. Let them drink out of half gallon bottles to the memory of Rosin the Bow. To the memory of memory of Rosenthal. To the memory of Rosenthal. Let him drink out of half-gallon bottles. To the memory of Rosenthal. Then get that half-dozen stout fellows and let them all stagger and go and dig a great hole in the meadow and in it toss Rosenthal. And in it toss Rosenthal. And in it toss Rosenthal. Dig a bloody great hole in the meadow and in it toss Rosenthal. Then gather a couple of bottles, put one at me head and me toe, with a diamond ring scratch upon them, the name of old Rosenthal. The name of old Rosenthal. The name of old Rosenthal. With a diamond ring scratch upon him. The name of old Rosenthal. I know there is one consolation, as into the next world I go. But I know that the next generation will resemble old Rosenthal. Will resemble old Rosenthal. Will resemble old Rosenthal. For I know that the next generation will resemble old Rosenthal. 'Tis a gay round of pleasure I've travelled, nor do I live behind a foe. And when my companions are jovial, they will drink to old Rosenthal. They will drink to old Rosenthal. They will drink to old Rosenthal. And when my companions are jovial, they will drink to old Rosenthal.
Thank you.
That was Pride In with The Big Apple Heist from their new CD, Heads Up. Some good Celtic rock music there. I hope you enjoyed that. Now, I mentioned the Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. Well, in addition, I should remind you that Alep 2, A Long Expected Party, that is, I told you a couple years ago, I went to a long expected party in Harrodsburg, Kentucky, at Shakertown. It was an amazing event, and I had a great time. And it was basically like a reenactment of Bilbo Baggins' birthday, reenactment of the halls of Gondor, the elven forests. It was just awesome. And they're doing it again this year in late September, early October. And I'm going to be there performing with a group, the band She. And this will include Samantha Gilogley and Jamie Hauser with me. So it's going to be an amazing time. I hope you can come join me for that. Now, upcoming, I'm also scheduled to be at Gen Con. I'm looking to do a tour of the Washington, D.C. area. We're going to Maryland probably in July. I think I'll be in Huntsville up in Alabama in the end of June. So lots of things going on. I don't have a whole lot of shows. Most of my shows will be right here, these podcasts. So I hope you'll keep listening to them. I'm also going to be back on the Renaissance Festival podcast at long last, and I'll try to get another Irish and Celtic music podcast before I get back on to the Hobbit CD, so stay tuned for that. I'm going to go ahead and finish this show up. Next up is Wild Mountain Time. It is from my CD, The Bridge. I love this CD. This is by far, I think, my favorite CD because it's very personal. It's very warm. It's not totally Celtic, but it's got a lot of rhythm, a lot of blues and jazz is mixed into it, and it's just a beautiful CD. I hope you enjoy it, too. If you have any questions or comments, drop me an email. You can send it to slancha@markgun.com. Follow the link in the show notes, too. That'll do the trick. Thank you all very much for listening. I will talk to you soon. Slancha.
Oh, the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to poor wild mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will build my love a bower by yon clear and crystal fountain, and all around the bower I'll pile flowers from the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to poor wild mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will roam country o'er, through that dark land so dreary, and all the spoils I find I'll bring to my darling dearie. Will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to poor wild mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? If my true love, she won't come, I will surely find another to poor wild mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to Powile Mountain Time. All around the blooming heather, will ye go, lassie, go? Oh, the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to Powile Mountain Thyme. All around the blooming heather, will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to Powile Mountain Thyme. All around the blooming heather, will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to Powile Mountain Thyme. All around, will you go, lassie, go? Will you go, lassie, go? Will you go?
The Pub Songs Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Find out more about the artists in this show when you post your feedback on the website. And as always, support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, then tell your friends to visit pubsong.com.